This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. The House has voted, and Speaker Nancy Pelosi has signed articles of impeachment against President Donald Trump, and they've been delivered to the Senate so a trial can begin next week. Speaking before she signed the articles, Pelosi said the president had violated his oath to uphold and defend the Constitution.
The president takes a special oath, a little different from the congressional oath. In fact, he takes an oath that was taken by President George Washington, the patriarch of our country.
The Senate will officially accept the articles on Thursday afternoon. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said the process is difficult, but is necessary for the good of the country.
I'm confident this body can rise above short-termism and factional fever and serve the long-term best interest of our nation. We can do this. And we must.
The trial on the charges of abuse of power and obstruction of Congress is expected to start next week. Trump's Republican Party holds a majority in the Senate, and the body is expected to acquit him of all charges. President Trump and China's chief negotiator signed a modest trade agreement Wednesday that will defuse a conflict that has slowed growth worldwide. AP's Mike Hempen has details.
The so-called Phase 1 of the pact will ease some sanctions on China and require the Chinese to increase their purchases of U.S. farm products. The deal will leave in place tariffs on about $360 billion worth of Chinese imports. The more challenging issues that address sources of trade and economic tensions between the U.S. and China are expected to be discussed in future negotiations. Mike Hempen, Washington.
A record day on Wall Street with all three major indices closing in positive territory. The Dow crossed the 29,000 mark for the first time ever. This is VOA News.